Good morning. You will notice that I am very bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, possibly unlike all of you. But good morning anyway. I'm taking this off now, just a quick moment there. Congratulations to those of you who did honour the dress code from last night. I've been told that out of 350 attendees, 2 to 3 people adopted full kit, which I think, I mean, you're the numbers people, but that's good. That's pretty good. I think, look, in all decency, given that they made the effort, we should congratulate publicly the people who really put in last night. I'm told Darren Wickham was resplendent in his safari suit. Good one. Paddy Brennan, also very good effort. Tim Zebra Chalmers seems to have captured the imaginations of many present. I'm not sure who it was who was carrying an elephant, but top marks to you too, I think. Well done. It's a lovely morning again here at our conference. I don't know if all of you in the room have caught up with this, but I noticed that, do you catch up with the careercast.com survey of the most popular and well thought of professions? It's run by an American company, and the 2013 results are just out. And guess which profession has been out of 200 voted the best to be in the US at the moment? Actuaries. Yeah, that's right. Guess which profession came in at number 200? Journalists. Yeah, that's right. I was reading that a couple of days ago and went, "Oh, actuaries! Oh, that's great! Hooray! Good for the." I wonder where. Oh. Okay. Anyway, so you've nudged out biomedical engineers, which who are number 2, and software engineers, who are number 3. I took the wooden spoon after lumberjack, second to last, and actor, third to last. I'm not sure. I think US President and Tax Commissioner of the United States are sort of bumping around down there too, but you know, there you go. The only way is up from my position. Now, I've got a couple of announcements to make this morning before we get underway. One of them is, you know that satchel that we were discussing yesterday, the marvellous satchel? It contains an entry form for a Lucky Door Prize-style competition run by Martin Mulcair. You have until 12 to fill that out and get the entry in at the Rego desk. It's a wide-open game at this stage, you know what I mean? Wide open. I mean, really wide, like no one's entered yet. So do feel free to enter, well, many times and with confidence, because it's a very high, high chance of paying off for you, and I'm told the prize is worth the effort. So, mobile phones on silent, of course. I don't even know why I keep telling you that. I know that every phone in this room is on silent, so that's fine. You'll have plenty of time to SMS questions in the very interesting session that we're about to have. Don't forget your feedback form, also in the satchel. You can do that on the web app for smartphones, as of course you already know. So, what an appropriate morning it is to talk about the fact that we're all aging. Anybody feeling a little older this morning? Well, we are in fact aging. That, of course, has very great consequences for people in your profession. As a society, we're growing older, and the effects are some that are obvious and some are less than obvious. Healthcare costs will rise. Well, that's pretty much a no-brainer. But what about the ramifications for the provision of social public transport and so on? These four presenters, who I'll introduce in a minute, will present on various related topics, and then we're going to have a really decent time for questions and answers, so get your texting fingers ready for that. Or, of course, as ever, if you're feeling physically coordinated and particularly bold, you can proceed to the mics in the middle of the room, which no one has done yet, but that's not because it's against the rules, it's just because we're now a texting society. Perfectly understandable. We're going to start things off by having a look at a quick video that looks at, that's promisingly, if rather depressingly titled, The Demographic Time Bomb Ahead. Here it is. Well, that was cheering, wasn't it? Oh, just go somewhere for a little bit of a cry now. That didn't help that that was accompanied by the kind of music that you see in those sort of Armageddon movies where Bruce Willis has got to save the world in 2 hours equipped with only a pair of garden shears and Sandra Bullock or something. But anyway,